one or more ways of dropping into a quiet mind will suit you better than others. And over our time in this program together, you're going to get comfortable with your best way of dropping into a quiet mind, and it will get easier and easier to flow with whatever you feel. So, paying gentle attention to your outward breath and the way that the lower part of your ribs are just moving inwards as you breathe out. And you're not moving your ribs on purpose, you're just noticing how your ribs are squashing that last little bit of breath from your lungs. Feel what happens to the softness in your eyes when you think of a kitten or a puppy or some kind of baby animal playing happily. And say, ah, as you think of them. And feel the smiling in your eyes that comes, the softness in your eyes that comes with that smile. And sit there feeling the effect on your whole body of the smile itself. Paying gentle attention to your outward breath. Notice there's the tiniest of pauses coming at the bottom of your breath as you smile, where for just a second you don't need to breathe at all. Feel for your heartbeat. And if you can't quite feel it yet, then just imagine that you can. Allow your attention to expand into a gentle awareness of the rest of your body. Still smiling with your soft eyes, feeling any movement of energy in your body, any prickling in your fingers and toes, being aware of any emotions, just observing everything. Knowing that some of these ways of quietening your mind will be easier for you than others. And every way that you experience it is just perfect. Keep smiling with those soft eyes as you notice. As you notice and allow whatever thoughts and ideas to flow across your mind, whatever they are, just observing them too. In this lovely space, decide to notice what limiting beliefs are getting in the way of you reaching your goal. What happened? What did someone say or do? What circumstances made you believe something that isn't true, and that belief is getting in the way of you living your life to the magnificence that you really are? And there's no need to get the answer right now. But the answer will flow when you're ready. It could be right there in your mind as you wake up in the morning, or it could come when you're mopping the floor or walking the dog. However it comes, it will come when you're ready and feel the rightness of that. Feel the truth of that. Allowing those thoughts to flow, just smiling and observing them, no matter how negative they might be at times. Just keep smiling and observing them. There's gold underneath even the most negative thoughts. Notice any patterns of thoughts that keep repeating and whatever emotions are brought up by those thoughts, knowing that all of this is just part of our inner guidance system. And listen to the beautiful birds in my Australian garden for a few minutes as you keep paying gentle attention to your outward breath. Smiling with your soft eyes. Noticing the pause at the bottom of that outward breath. Getting just a little bit longer. And just a little bit longer. Where for just a moment you don't even need to breathe at all. And notice how good that feels. Okay, wriggle your feet on the ground, flex your toes, feel the aliveness of the earth underneath your feet. Even if you're in a high rise, feel all the way down to the earth underneath your feet and feel the aliveness of it. And notice the effect that has on your body. It gives me shivers. Give yourself a little wriggle and shake. And a yawn. Smile. And get on with your day, knowing that you can come back to this quiet mind whenever you want or need, and the truth of who you are and what you are capable of will unfold gently over time. And I'll see you next time.